Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
I liked Pokemon when it first came out, but then it got too hard for me.
Well, you probably just like went down the rabbit hole of getting deeper and deeper into more and more obscure animes to the point where Pikachu's just not going to do it for you anymore.
Yeah, I couldn't. Well, also, I remember, too, I was like, I don't have a car. Well, at the time, I was like, I don't have a car. I can't go out looking for Pokemon.
Oh, Pokemon Go.
Pokemon Go.
I mean, that's the version that I'm into. Like, I've never watched the cartoons. I never played the card game. But I like doing cardio, so I like walking around playing Pokemon Go.
Oh, yeah, that's a good way to exercise.
It incentivizes me. I've been playing for almost 7 years.
That's you're probably like the last person playing.
Right? I know, 7 years. It sounds so
fucked. It sounds old. But no, my brothers and sisters play it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, there's still a pretty rabid community.
It's still a good game. No, it is, yeah.
If you go to Japan, you will see mobs of businessmen just playing Pokemon Go everywhere you go. It's fucking nuts. And that's when I realized, like, oh, America could just forget about this game and it wouldn't matter because it's so popular in Asia.
Yeah, they love Pokemon. I think there was, like, I think yesterday was Pokemon Day.
It's like a religion. Are we already recording?
Yeah.
We could just keep going. Okay. No jumper. Coolest podcast in the world. Let's just leave the Pokemon talk in there. So, Violet, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Awesome. It's great to have you in here. I feel like you've come so far because I've literally seen you go from being another Adult Star's friend who just came along to do the podcast one day randomly back in the day to now I'm seeing you like when they had the Vixen pop up at the AVN Expo and stuff. You're like one of the main chicks right alongside Riley Reed and Jason Love and all these like the biggest people in the game. So I got to give you your flowers. It's been kind of crazy to see you, how far you've come with it.
Yeah, thank you. I really put in a lot of work, especially I feel like during COVID is when I was like, now it's time to actually like show people what I can bring to the table. Because it was either you're going to do nothing and just chill and relax, or there was those people who are like, this is my time to actually work. And because I have so much time at home, like, I got to figure out what I have to do. And that's when I was like, I'm going to be a YouTuber because I've always wanted to do YouTube. So that was when I was like, yeah, time to show my personality.
Interesting. Because, what was your mentality on doing adult content and everything? Like when I met you, were you fully excited about it, doing that kind of stuff? I think it was 2018, probably.
2018, yeah.
It was I think it was a weekend as well for some reason in the middle of the day. I don't know
why. We were in LA because we were living in Florida.
Right.
And we were just here just working.
And how old were you then, probably?
Or? I was like 22.
Okay. Yeah. And you were like kind of freshly like brand new into the game, or when did you?
Yeah, I was like not even a year. Now I'm like 26. 4 years has flown by so fast.
And so when you were getting into it, though, what was your mentality of like why you were getting into it or what you wanted to do with it?
Mainly, So, like, it starts, like, back when, like, I was dating this person. He said I should do porn because of how good I was giving him a blowjob.
Mm.
And then that's when I was like, okay, maybe I should do it professionally. And I was like, during summer break, I had time off. Let me just do porn and I could come back to LA and just mainly grow my chatterbait room because I was a cam girl.
So you're already doing that, right?
Yeah, I was camming and going to school full time. So that was just paying for my school, because realistically I wanted to be a clinical psychologist and
really
open up a clinic in low-income areas. And
does that dream still exist inside
you? Of course, yeah, like I definitely want to go back to school, but right now no, like I'm at the top of my career. I'm still young. I can still like fuck, like I don't see myself doing that anytime soon. But yeah, that's how it started. So then I just did one scene and I fell in love with porn. I was like, shit, I'm making a lot of money, like just for like having sex versus like doing it for free. So.
And you started in Florida, or you came out here to do
it? I started in Florida. I was opposite. I'm from LA, but I originally started in Miami and Fort Lauderdale.
Right.
And then after like a year and a half of living there, I was like, I got to go to LA because that's where like everyone shoots. There's bigger companies, more stuff to do than just shooting for Bang Bros and Reality Kings. But you could only do so much. I was overshot.
Mm.
That's when I went into Snapchat, doing many vids and all these other stuff that would bring my income. But realistically, I had to come to LA to shoot for more studios.
Were you like money focused, or what was driving you to be doing this?
I really wanted to be famous and be like a household name, because I looked up to like Riley Reid, Lisa Ann, like girls who use the industry to create household names to eventually like do something else with it. Like Lisa Ann has her podcast on Sirius Radio, like, you know, so that was like my end goal of it. And, you know, help also other girls like me to see that you can have a positive influence. It's not always like drugs, alcohol. Like, I don't talk bad about the industry. I want people to see like you can actually be somebody and, you know, still have your naked body on the internet and like feel empowered from it.
Right. So you haven't had negative experiences with the industry as a whole, because that is kind of like a thing, is that girls get big and then they decide that they want to let everybody know that they actually think corn is bad.
Yeah, corn, it's not bad. I mean, I've had a positive experience. I have had great agents. I've had two in my career, and I've just seen so many girls and their experiences, and I learned so much from it that I just want to like take that and make it my own.
Right. I've been watching some of the like porn debates online where they're like, you know, people who are completely against porn and think it should be illegal, arguing with people who think that porn is great. And like what it all kind of comes down to is that they think that porn is just too adjacent to like sex trafficking or whatever, or that they think that there's that girls couldn't. They're about to tow my car. Can you help me out? Sorry. God damn it. Just leave that in. Man, I gotta fucking get something under control. Because when I came here today, somebody parked in my fucking parking spot.
Where's your spot?
No comment. But okay. It's like I had to fucking park somewhere, and I figured that it would be all right over there. But God damn it. Anyway.
I get those debates too.
Or there's a ton of people who think that with porn, it's basically like the girls couldn't possibly want to be doing the things that they're doing. From my perspective, I don't know any girls who've really like done much stuff that they weren't comfortable with. And the way that it seems to work from my perspective is that everything is kind of agreed on beforehand. Consensual. Yeah, totally.
Oh my God. Like the amount of, I was just telling them, I'm like, I'm not your typical corn star. Like, don't get me wrong. I love what I love about my job is I get to explore my sexuality. I get to fuck beautiful people and like get paid for it and create these connections with these people that are long term that I would have never guessed. I just thought the same way that these regular people think, like, oh, they're just having sex. Like, there's no way they're like actually enjoying it. And it's like, yeah, like, you know, I feel more safe because they're tested. And I know that it's also consensual, and like, I get to fuck. Like, I get to, you know, it's amazing.
Most girls I know are proud of the stuff that they do, in the sense that, like, maybe they're not, like, showing people, but girls definitely, like, if you look at girls' Instagram stories or Twitters where they love to, like, post a scene that they did a couple years ago just because they think that the image looks amazing. And I think that's, like, the average girl these days, because the truth is that you could just do OnlyFans content and make plenty of fucking money. You could be a cam girl. You don't have to go sign just with Spiegler and shoot for Vixen or like do all these like more official things. But then once you get into that world, these companies are all like super concerned with making sure that the girls have good experiences, because otherwise they're fucking useless. If one of them gets a bad reputation, they're probably like on the way out, right?
Yeah. And on set, like they're always like, we always go down like what positions we're going to do, making sure you're comfortable with it. Like if you're not, we could switch it around, the script, everything. It's like, you know, very professional.
Right.
I still like to shoot mainstream because I don't want to be retired or associated with that. You know, people are like still like, why are you on set? Like it's 12-hour days, you know, you don't need to be here. You could just shoot that and make that twice as much. But it's like, I enjoy reading a script. I enjoy giving my fans mainstream and amateur. So that's what I love being a porn star. I've always, I remember in college, always wanted to be one. So it's like a cool lifestyle, you know?
Right.
People are curious about it.
Do you feel like, because a lot of times I end up kind of having conversations with girls where it seems like the whole porn thing gets in the way of them being in a relationship, or they have a hard time with guys taking them serious. Has that been your experience?
No. I feel like I've had positive experiences. I've only had, like, in the beginning when I was, like, starting, it was kind of hard because I was young and then the guys I was going for were insecure about themselves. Not saying, you know, everyone's different, but they were just insecure about the dicks I was taking. Like, they were like, you know, they were smaller. So they were like, I don't feel comfortable with my girlfriend taking big penises, and then she's gonna complain, and they're in their head wrapped up like around it.
This is what girls always say. And just recently I was trying to hook up one of my friends with a porn star girl, and I haven't told him, but I was gonna tell him. I'm like, yo, don't say anything about the fact that she's fucked huge dicks before you, because these girls are so used to hearing that and they think it's corny as fuck.
And just like, if you ask a lot of girls, like we don't really like those giant penises. Like, I honestly don't know how a guy has a dick that big and can walk around. Like, I would be so heavy. Like, having huge tits already is heavy. I can imagine lower down there, you know?
I mean, I would, if I could have a dread-sized penis hanging out there, I would be willing to accept that. Right, like, I would be willing to accept not being able to jog comfortably if I could have a dread-sized cock. But I also, you know, realistically, I don't think the average woman is, like, dying for that to be their husband's penis size.
I know some girls require 9 and up, and then there's some that require 4 and up. Like, I'm, like, I lost my virginity to, like, a 5-incher, 6-incher, and that was always my standard. When I got into porn, I was like, I don't want to fuck big dicks. And my agent laughed at me and was like, good luck, you're not going to be able to shoot. And then that's when I clicked. I was like, all right, I have to do this if I really want to be a corn star. And personally, I don't like it. Like, I have a small cervix, so, like, taking too much dick hurts.
So they have to be careful that they don't bottom out?
On camera, I can, like, I'll take it like a champ, because in my head, I'm like, I got to give a good performance, because this is what people are going to masturbate to, and this is going to be on the internet forever.
Right.
But in my personal life, I just can't. Like, I'm, like, running away from the dick.
What was the first time, like, when you got fucked by a giant dick? Do you have, like, a real memory?
I was really scared. I do remember. It was J-Mac.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember. I was like, oh, my God, that's so big. Like, I had to stretch beforehand. And then I was like, you know what? I could take it. It's not that bad. But the more you take it, I feel like the more I was, like, getting harder and harder. Like, when I did dread, I avoided dread for so long.
Really?
I did, yeah. And
you're
then,
like,
my
hiding from him at the AVN and stuff? Talking behind somebody else?
This was, like, years ago. They were, like, fans. Like, the fans were, like, wanting me to shoot with him. And I was like, you guys, I don't know if I'm ready for that. And then, like, on camera, I actually was like, he's like, you don't have to record me, like, opening you. I was like, no, keep that in. I want the fans to see, like, it's, like, legit. Like, you're actually stretching me.
Mm. Yeah, because a lot of girls say that he's actually one of the best people to shoot with, that he's just super mellow and chill. And it's just you guys, right? It's like,
yeah, it's just us.
He doesn't have a cameraman. He's just, like, setting up angles.
Mm-hmm. All himself, all POV.
It's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah.
I wouldn't trust myself to keep the camera going.
Honestly, that's why I'm like, whenever I shoot with guys, I'm like, you want a camera guy, or do you feel comfortable with, like, a POV scene? Because I want to get those angles.
You ever do a scene and end up looking like absolute shit?
Yes.
Really?
100%. Even
now. Because the camera guy fucked up?
No, not the camera guy. I'll shoot just me and the guy.
Oh, okay.
And I've had to edit the fuck out of a scene to make it look good.
Right.
Because he's just, like, wanting to have sex and not wanting to shoot a whole scene.
Me and Lena and Emily Willis did an oil scene that was, like, awesome, and then the footage just looked weird as fuck.
Yeah, it's hard. And oil too, you get.
And the oil is such a pain in the ass. People don't know that when you get, like, being in the shower with that afterwards, you got, like, a bar of soap, and it's just, like, powerless to take this shit off
your
body.
You gotta use, like, this, like, pink, I don't know what it's called, but you, like, put it on your body and it removes all the oil.
Really?
Yeah, from anal scenes.
I wasn't a loofah guy back then.
Or exfoliate.
Yeah. Damn. But it's like, it looks so good on camera, but then also there's kind of, like, a lot of stuff you can't do, because it's not like you're gonna be able to hold her up in the air once she's that slippery.
It's hard to do titty fuck with the oil on and stuff. It's hard.
But that's just such a human thing, is that we love shininess.
Mm-hmm. It always just makes it look bigger, if that makes sense.
If I walk into a club and there's one girl, there could be, like, 10 girls with the same ass, but then if one of them's wearing, like, really shiny, like, vinyl pants, I'm probably just gonna be staring.
Yeah, because they're just, it's just shiny. It's just. And especially shiny. With the lights on it, it's like you could see it more.
What is that?
The reflection and the shine from it, probably.
That's why I feel like Britney Spears was, like, such a heartthrob of my, like, younger years, because she wore that shiny-ass red bodysuit at the MTV Awards 1 year, and everybody just fell in love with that.
The latex outfit?
Yeah.
I think it's oops.
Shiny as fuck. That's what it's all about. I'm still chasing shinies. But, okay, so... When did you start to feel like you really started to blow up popularity-wise? Was it during the pandemic, or when did you start to feel that, like, oh, I'm kind of becoming, like, a thing?
When I started going on set after COVID and they were asking me why I'm here.
Really?
Yeah, they're like, what are you doing here? You should be doing, like, OnlyFans or OnlyFriends. And I was like, okay. And then when I asked for a higher rate, I don't know, like, my agent, I was like, when people were like, you should be getting paid more than you're getting right now because you're not getting paid that much. I was like, really? They're like, yeah, you have fans, you have followers, you have engagement. That's when I knew. I was like, oh, I'm actually starting to create a name for myself because now my peers are telling me I should be getting paid more.
Mm.
I didn't know. Even now, still, when I get recognized, I'm like, you know who I am? I'm just like, because I'm always at home, so I'm super, like, incognito. So
right, I feel like it is kind of weird for porn girls because, like, I don't know, they don't get recognized as much as you would think in public. Is that, like,
they'll be like getting weird looks, or they'll get a DM saying, were you at this place?
Yeah,
I feel like, but I definitely, every time I leave the house, I have someone come up to me.
I feel like, okay, the people who would recognize you in public, I feel like there's the hardcore percentage that, like, know your name, know some stuff about you and stuff, that might be like 20%, but then there's, like, another huge percentage of people that, like, have watched you, know what you look like, but probably aren't necessarily, like, involved enough to really, like, 100% be like, yes, that's Violet, you know?
Yeah,
like, porn is like that. Like, I used to watch mad girls all throughout my life and I never even knew their names and shit. I just,
yeah. And then you see me with clothes on, I look different. I get that all the time. They're like, you look different. I'm like, because I have clothes on.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, that's what it is.
And because, like, you dress normal when you're out and about in the house. Yeah.
Yesterday I did a Twitch stream and I was, like, wearing my typical, and it was cold, mind you, that was like 40 degrees. So I wore, like, a sweater and pants and a t-shirt. They're like, she's fully clothed. And I'm like, you guys, I'm cold.
Like, that being a porn star, yeah, you just kind of, like, gotta be naked all the time.
I know. I'm like, I like clothes. I like fashion. Like, I want to wear nice stuff. Like,
right.
Like, you could see me naked on Instagram.
So were you always into the fashion side of things, or is that, like, an interest that came about after you got money?
Yeah, interest after I got money, because I used to wear just Vans and Forever 21. Nothing wrong with that. I still shop there, but I just, now I'm like, well, now that I have some money, I could write it off, but I can finally dress how I want to dress and style myself.
Right. So what are the places you spend the most money at?
I usually sneakers. I'll spend my money more on, like, shoes more than clothes. Like, this outfit is Skims.
Mm-hmm.
But these boots are Balenciaga.
So many girls are on that program where they just wear plain bodysuits, but then their bags or their shoes are, like, many, many thousands of dollars.
Yeah. It's simple, but it's like it's like a accessory.
But guys are all about wearing $1,000 jeans and, like, fucking expensive ass designer pieces.
I will never
and shit.
Understand the jeans.
Yeah.
That's too much.
If jeans are going to cost $1,500,
I'm good.
There's just too much going on.
Because you're just
going
to wear it once, and then, like, depends on the material, but it's like, I'll spend maybe $100, but no more than that.
I've bought, like, $1,000 jeans before, and they're, like, exactly the same as, like, $200
Zara
jeans.
Zara or something.
Yeah, it's $100 jeans, whatever. I don't know. I haven't, like, really dipped into the Zara pool in recent years. But it is kind of amazing. Like, when you're in the Louis store looking at it, and it looks so good. It's next to all this other dope shit. It's $1,000. It must be dope.
No. But it's all, like, I don't go into, like, designer. I bought a Balenciaga shirt one time. Waste of money.
Really?
Waste of money. I'm like, I could just wear a freaking plain t-shirt.
Yeah, I'm officially, like, super over buying designers for, like, tops and shit. I feel like for jeans, it's one thing, but like, shirts, it's like, if I get a Gucci polo shirt, it's like, how many times am I gonna fucking wear this before it starts to become, like, a joke in the comments?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. You take one picture with it and it's like, all right, how many times are you gonna wear that?
Right.
Yeah.
But so, okay, once your fan base starts to, like, kind of get bigger, does that kind of make you feel more comfortable, like, sharing other stuff about yourself? Because now it feels like you're super transparent about all the different nerdy shit you're into.
I feel like I've always been, like, talking about nerdy stuff. I think that's why I have such a strong and big community. Because even when I was, like, even when I was doing camming, like, if you were to look at my cam page, it was all anime stuff, like, related. And if anything, I've just felt like, the bigger I have an audience, the more I have a reach now to bring more of those people into my community. only because they'll see like more of a human side to me and see like, yeah, this girl's just like us. She's horny and she likes anime.
Right. I feel like to a lot of people, because like I think like the average American is Hispanic at this point, like it's, or it's like a huge mm-hmm. percentage of America. And I feel like the reason why a lot of dudes that I know will name you as one of their favorite girls is because you, I think you like ring a bell for them where you kind of like remind them of the types of chicks that they grew up around. Mm-hmm. If you grew up in Southern California or some shit,
yeah.
except you're above average hot and you do porn, which the average girl doesn't do. So yeah. I feel like, I don't know, you somehow like kind of just land in that perfect role for a lot of these
girl
dudes.
Next door, basically.
Yeah, and your whole attitude and shit is very like approachable. Like you seem like to the dudes out there, they, I bet that they think if I met her at a party, we would get along great and maybe we would start dating.
Yeah, 100%.
100% I'll date 100%, all of you.
Yeah, only because they understand me. I was like, I'm very open about it too. Like I was bullied in school and... a lot of these people that watch me, they're kind of like the outside people too. So when we talk about anime, how we used to get made fun of for watching it or liking certain things, because I was an emo kid growing up. So a lot of the time, I was the outsider. So when they meet me, they're like, she's just like me, like I can easily approach her. We could, it's easy to start a conversation because we already have something in common, whether it's anime, music, or something about my clothes or even the way I suck dick. They're like, they're very like, oh, I make it where it's like, I'm approachable. I don't want to be like, don't talk to me or anything because these are the people that I love and appreciate.
Mm, definitely. But so, okay. Do you feel you have a signature head giving style?
For sure.
Because
I have a lot of saliva.
Mm, for it to eventually like become a meme, that's like the ultimate goal where there's like Tiana Trump style head at a certain yeah. point.
Yeah. The goats.
Do you think the saliva is the big deciding factor?
Yeah, because I have like a lot of saliva and I didn't realize that was a thing until I did porn because I would suck dick really sloppy and I didn't know that was not normal. I just thought that was normal.
Mm.
And also some guys actually taught me how to suck dick too. They're like, do this with your hands or use your tongue this way because I have a fat tongue. So I learned as I got older, especially in the industry. And I think that's what mostly my fans recognize me from is the sloppy blowjobs.
But so you actually like went out of your way to get better at it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
yeah.
like a skater going to the skate park and just working on yeah. his kick flips. It's like you got to just put in the reps, dial it in and like really think about how to make it better.
Yeah, because I used to be able to fit my whole fist in my mouth in school, like mm. when I was to go to school. So
early
I
training.
Used that. Yeah, that's how, because I would suck dick before I even had sex, so I was already good at it, if that makes sense. But I didn't know I was good until I got into porn.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that definitely has occurred to me sometimes when I'm shooting plug talk like a couple times in a week, and it's just like the blowjobs that I'm getting, I'll just try to like think about what the head I was getting like was like as like all through my 20s and stuff before I got into this kind of thing. And it was like, I don't think I ever experienced anything even close to the level of just like pure creativity and saliva usage and hand usage
titty
and
job.
Shit. Yeah, you just forget of like the average girl giving head is just so
basic.
Yeah.
They're just sucking the tip. And it's like, no, you got to make love to your mouth with the penis.
Yeah. And it's crazy because so many times in my life, I've like been dying to get with a girl and then you finally get her alone and the head is like very weak.
I have a lot of guy friends. They tell me the same thing.
Right.
I'm just like, wow. I think that's why I feel like I've had a good relationships with guys.
Mm.
I don't like to have sex. I'll just give them blowjobs.
You don't like to have sex?
I do like to have sex, but I feel like depending on the person and the vibe, I'll just be like, I just want to give you head. I don't think I want to fuck you.
So even like if you're seeing a guy, you'll give them head on a relatively early level and wait to have sex with them? Or
depends, no? Yeah. Depends on how good his dick is.
Really?
Yeah. And the connection, too. Because some guys, I'll be like, I definitely want to have sex with him. And there's some guys where it's like, he's cute. Like, I want to suck his dick, but I wouldn't go past that.
Really?
Yeah. I was for sure a man in my previous life. So I think that's why I have a lot of similarities with guys.
But I see you out here in relationships and shit. It seems like you're... You're kind of the relationship type, right?
If I wasn't to do what I'm doing, easily I would be married and wifed up.
Really?
just because of my personality, and I'm a traditional Mexican girl. Mm-hmm. I grew up, well, not the machismo household, not that stuff. I don't like that.
What's that?
It's like where you date like a guy and you baby him. It's like a thing in the Hispanic Latino community where like machismo. That's why I don't. My last guy, ex was a machismo.
The guy being like a super toxic asshole who's like staying out all night drinking and shit.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to stay home and take care of the kids and treat him like a god.
Do his laundry, cook his food, cook his mom food type shit.
And you're not fucking with that.
No. God, no.
But are there girls online who are like stoked on that, making TikToks about how they like their toxic lover?
I think they call them toxicas. No, no. No, I'm not like that. No, that's, but. I'm like, I like to cook. I love to clean. Like, I'm a traditional, mm-hmm. you know, I can be a housewife if I wanted to, but most, like, I'd rather not. Like, I like working.
Not now or?
Even when I do have kids, I don't want to just be at home.
Because, like, my girl's obviously still working and everything, but it has occurred to me in the past that if she had a regular job and was making less money, it would be the easiest decision in the world for me to just be like, okay, no, like quit your job, stay home with the kids, and I'll just like pay for everything. Because like, you know, it just wouldn't be worth it for us to like have her going to work and then we're also paying for a nanny that might cost the same amount as what you're making at work.
You don't know if they're weird or not. Like, you can't trust everyone around your kids. So I get that. I would easily if the man's making more, but that's not a requirement.
Right. But do you ever think about sort of retiring or like at least stopping to shooting like the professional stuff?
I think about it sometimes. I have like a age number that I want to like stop.
Mm.
Where I start getting classified as a MILF, I'm like, okay, I'm good.
You don't want to be in the MILF category?
No, only because I have natural tits. Mm. And like, I feel like MILFs have fake tits. Not all, but I feel like it. And like, I like having saggy tits, if that makes sense. Yeah, I wouldn't want to enhance them.
So you don't, I don't think they're going to leave you out of the MILF category just because you have natural tits.
I don't know. Well, Angela, she's not a MILF though, but she has natural tits and she inspires me.
Right.
She's not categorized as that.
Right.
So, you know, it depends. I don't like to like be like, I'm going to quit this. Like, no, I just like to see where life takes me.
Yeah. Cause I think about that all the time with my girl too. Cause she's 31 now, but it's like,
still really young.
Yeah. But I don't really see a reason why she would ever stop doing the OnlyFans thing. Like, for sure, maybe at a certain point shooting real scenes and stuff. But like, why would you ever want to just completely pull the plug on your OnlyFans if you still have X number of fans that really fuck with you, you know?
Yeah, exactly. That's why.
If you delete it, you're just asking for everybody to start scamming, pretending to be you.
Yeah. That's who, that, yeah. You know? That's, no. My, like, I see myself eventually, like, I still want to be in the industry, but maybe, like, directing, doing something, helping girls, management, something where I'm still active, but not completely gone.
I feel like by the time you get to the MILF age, you're probably just going to be like, you know what? I'm still happy to be here. I'm still happy that they want to shoot me.
Exactly.
And the money is still good. Yeah. So even because I just see that with rappers all the time too, where they'll be like 21 talking shit about 30-year-old rappers. And then all of a sudden they're 30 and they're still doing the exact same thing.
Yeah.
It's just, you know.
You just never know. That's why I don't like to say I'm going to stop or quit or retire, because I don't want to say that and backtrack myself either. Mm.
But so, okay, do you date like the anime nerd sort of type guys? Because I feel like that's the sort of dudes that I've seen you with at parties and stuff like that, where I'm like, oh, okay, she would way rather be with a dude with hair dye who's like extremely familiar with the anime world versus like some big tough porn looking dude.
Yeah, first of all, I tried dating a porn star. I was too jealous.
Really?
Because I would be like, you're shooting more than I am. Because I like to be exclusive. I like to shoot with certain people and I don't just fuck everyone. And this person was, and I'm like, I can't do this.
Yeah,
I
but
can't.
If you're a girl, you can kind of have that attitude of like, oh, I only want to shoot with this guy and this guy. But if you're a dude, you have to be like chasing after every opportunity in the game.
That's why I can't. I just can't pull myself to do that. And then they have to save their cum. I can't fuck all the time. It's just like mentally I can't. But that's why I rather date like a normal guy.
So I have
not even famous people.
I don't know what porn dude you're talking about that you dated. But you're telling me that you would try to fuck him and he would be like, no, I got to save my cum.
No, luckily he didn't do that with me, but I've heard that from girls who have dated guys in the industry. And I have friends with guys in the industry too. They have civilian girlfriends, and I hate to say that, but you know, regular girlfriends that are not in the industry, and they're like, yeah, I really want to fuck my girl, but I have to hold my cum because I have a big shoot tomorrow with this person and I need to save my load. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing that.
I'm so thankful hearing that I have enough that I don't have to like conserve it over the course of multiple days.
Yeah. You got to have like most guys have it's a calendar of 30 and they'll shoot for 28.
28 loads in a month?
28 days out of 30 days.
Right.
And good for them. That's why I say us girls, we have it easy in the industry. Guys, you got to shoot your dick, take Viagra, hold your cum, come on command. It's like way harder to be a male porn star than female.
Have you heard about the thing, or have you ever shot with anybody? I've heard about this in the streets from a few people, but I haven't actually like read anything about it or seen any videos about it. But it's basically like at some point, some dudes aren't able to get hard anymore, so they end up having this like button inside their body that gets installed, and they can kind of like pump up their dick and like shoot
their balls, blood they pump into their balls.
Yeah. And it like fills their dick with blood, and then they can shoot like crazy and they can still finish and everything. But without this pump, they can't get hard at all.
I've heard that.
You've heard it, but you haven't actually shot with anybody who had that?
I did shoot with somebody. I didn't know till after.
Really?
He like somebody broke his dick, and so he had to get surgery, and now his balls are his pump.
It's in the balls?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I was like, that's crazy. You know what's the new thing right now? Putting silicone on your dick. Like getting lip injection type.
Yeah, I heard about this too. But does it get in there evenly?
It ripped me. I shot with a guy. His dick felt limpy. It was hard, but it felt like silicone. Like it didn't feel like a penis, like a hard penis.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and he did it because he wanted to make his dick thicker. I thought his dick was fine, but he obviously wanted it to look thicker.
I'm so thankful to be all natural.
Yeah.
I haven't taken any pills or done any weird stuff.
I would never guess.
I can't look down on the dudes who do it.
No, that's why I say it's way harder to do male porn than it is female. We could just use lube.
But you know what I heard too is that pump thing, that technology is originally for like trans people, which makes sense to me because if you're like a woman who becomes a man and you get like a fake penis installed, it's like, how would you be able to get a boner?
So you're talking about like transition from female to male?
Yeah.
That's I love that.
Because how else would your body know to like send a bunch of blood into your penis? Yeah. I guess there has to be some kind of device. I don't know. Somebody should definitely comment and send me links or whatever, because I don't know anything.
If I was done with females, I would do that.
Really?
Done with males, I would say. I love women.
You'd like to have a dick?
I would love to. Oh my God. I've always said if I could be a guy for a day, I would like masturbate. Look for the closest slut that I know that so I can feel a vagina my fleshlight.
Well, think about the fact that we have to fight that every day.
I know. That's why I say it's harder to be a guy than a girl sometimes.
Well, I mean, you got to fight it too, right?
There's like, you know, we all have our own sides.
But you don't have a desire to fuck the guy at the gas station.
No.
Whereas if the girl working at the gas station was even slightly hot as a dude, you have to contend with that for at least a moment in your brain.
That's why they say guys have two heads, right?
Yeah. And usually we're thinking with the other one.
That's why I understand why guys, when I go to these conventions, they come up to me with their boners. I get it. It's like, you see
they'll
me
show
naked.
You?
No, I'll feel
like,
it.
Check it out.
I'll feel it when I hug them.
Really? Yeah. They already have a preloaded boner from standing in line for 2 hours at the porn convention. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
I love it though.
I could not.
As long as they're not having me grab it, I'm fine.
Yeah, so what is your line there? Because I remember one time my girl went with Tiana Trump to Exotica, and it was like Tiana's fully like spitting in dudes' mouths. Yeah. She's like letting them grab all in her ass. And my girl's right there having to tell them like, no, you can't grab my ass. You can like put your arm around my waist, which is probably kind of awkward when you got Tiana doing the most right next to you. Yeah,
I had to set some boundaries because of that, because some of the fans were getting too wild, and I think if it's cool if you're consensual about it. I think a lot of girls can agree with me on that. If you're like, can I grab this? Instead of being like, hey, Violet, like, what the hell? Like, not even my own person does that, like, grabs me like that. Like, I think setting boundaries is one, you know? I'm always down to, like, do a little freaky pose with them because this is, like, a lifetime memory. They're waiting in line for me for hours. Like, I want to give them that experience, but also we have to draw a line somewhere where, you know, you're not grabbing me a certain way, making me feel like it's too much, like inappropriateness going on.
Yeah, it's interesting from their perspective.
Consensual.
Because if they, I feel like they kind of know in their head that, yes, they're going to get kind of yelled at if they walk up and fully grab your ass. But there isn't really another way they're going to get to touch your ass. So they sort of are just like, I'm just going to kamikaze this shit, just grab it, get yelled at, and just be like, oh, my bad, I didn't know.
Yeah.
I think it's like a very intentional plan.
Oh, of course. You don't just normally do that. You don't do that to a normal girl.
Yeah.
You know, I think they think that just because what we do for a living, but it's like always like everything consensual. What we do on set is like we set paperwork like saying, hey, we're allowed to do this and that and that. You can't just do that because, you know, what we do.
I know this girl, regular girl. She was in the gym the other day and a fucking dude just fully walks up and just palms her ass in the gym. And like I'm hearing about it afterwards, and she like even went to the gym staff and like got them to pull up the video, and they just warned the dude. They didn't even say like you can't come back, which is so insane to me because I feel like by them not banning him when they have actual video evidence, they're probably opening themselves up to a big ass lawsuit because they're totally creating a hostile work environment for her there.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of crazy because I feel like that shit was so common in the 80s and 90s. And I think of it as not happening, but I guess it probably does happen plenty still.
Yeah. I remember in like before I did corn, I would always get not like grabbing, but I've gotten harassed by men in the gym or at school or something. And I think now worse, but you know, it sucks. Like it's just like, especially when you're in a place that you're supposed to feel safe, that's like annoying.
Yeah, that's terrible. Mm-hmm. But okay, I'll edit this out if you don't want to talk about this, but have you ever had any like weird stalkery type things?
I'm cool talking about it. I've had a virtual stalker. Well, I've actually had two weird experiences. I was at the grocery store with my aunt and my cousin and my sister. And we were just like getting, I think I forgot what we were getting. But this guy's like, hey, you're Violet. I was like, no. And then I just kept walking because I was like, we just went to the store and we were just in and out. He literally was following us to the car. And then I had to like literally go in the car in the backseat and like hide like underneath so he couldn't see me.
But what do you think he was going to do?
I don't know because he looked like a weirdo. Like, you know, sometimes you get a bad vibe from, I can read energy, people. I can tell when someone's going to be weird or nice to me. And he had a off vibe about him. And then him following us just like confirmed that for me because I already said no. So why do you have to keep coming to me?
Damn.
And then the other one was virtual. This guy got scammed on Snapchat by a fake account thinking it was me, thinking I was going to fly all the way to Germany for $200 to fuck this guy.
$200.
And he was like threatening me that he's going to kill me. And he knows where I live. And I was like, if you know where I live, then like show me, like, you know. And he's like, you're in LA. Well, obviously everyone knows where, like, right. You know, that's where porn is. So that was probably my scariest.
Yeah, because I've definitely had that where a guy basically got scammed by somebody pretending to be Lena. And now he's just making accounts over and over and over because he's convinced that actually Lena scammed him, or that if it was fake, that somehow she should have to like reimburse him or some shit.
I've had that.
And then he wants to drag me into it and he's commenting on all my shit. And I'm just like blocking his accounts over and over and over. And usually they just give up after a while.
They do give up, yeah.
But it's kind of crazy just to see how fucking out of touch people can be.
Right? It's like, you really believe someone 5,000 followers really wants to talk to you?
Yeah.
When I'm like so busy, I barely can even respond to my own freaking family sometimes.
I mean, that's the craziest thing in the world. Some of these dudes are old dudes who are just getting hit up by random, you know, email scams. Probably some guy in Nigeria who's pretending to be you, convincing dudes. Yeah.
I saw a catfish episode where this guy is like from Nigeria and he's like, I like scamming people in America because they're just like to give money out.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, I just found out why people make fake accounts.
Romance scams are the big thing.
Mostly lonely people, unfortunately.
Yeah. And you have to be very like dumb and out of touch. So it's like they're really preying on like the most vulnerable people.
They're in the head, unfortunately.
Well, you want to hear a crazy one is after my uncle died, basically like my dad takes control of his fucking cell phone or whatever, or he's listening to the voicemails on the home phone and he's realizing that my uncle had spent a ton of money on buying like rare coins. There's like one of these websites where they sell you these coins, and he's listening to the voicemails from the people who were basically maintaining a relationship with him. Mm-hmm. And you know, convincing him to buy more and more of these coins that were like essentially totally fucking worthless. And it's chicks doing this like super sexy voice being like, hey, haven't heard from you in a while, we got some real, you know, like they're totally buttering him up and doing almost this like fake relationship thing to like sell him shit that's fucking garbage.
That sucks. Like, that's what gives people a bad rap, you know?
And he's in, like, the last years of his life, and he's just got these fucking crazy fucks taking advantage of him.
They're taking advantage of him. That's so sad.
That's sad, especially because I would have inherited that money if he didn't spend it on these coins.
Damn, all these coins that are useless.
It's crazy, right? So, okay, where did the fuck a fan thing come from, and are you still active in this pursuit?
It started, like, before COVID. So this was, like, before. Honestly, I wasn't even that big. I was just horny. So I was just, like, meeting people off Twitter and OnlyFans. And I was like, oh, does anyone want to, like, shoot content? And then that's when it started. But it was easier back then because I was, like, I was escorting before. So, like, I already knew the process of, like, screening people. So that's I did FaceTime, check ID, make sure you're legit and not a cop or something. Even though it's corn star content, I just still want to be safe for myself. I don't want to get in trouble. So I actually am still close with some of the people I did. Like, one of my best friends is actually a fan, like, you know. But anyways, it started from there, just like not having a lot of sex on camera. And I was like, fuck it, I'm doing my own content. Mm-hmm. Let me just do it with people that I trust and that I'm attracted to. Well, I'm attracted to and that are attracted to me versus like vice versa, where I'm not attracted or they're not attracted to me, whatever. And then I did Exoticas, and I was like, let me keep doing this while I'm on the road, because then I can meet other fans from other states. And then I did Chicago, I did Jersey, and then I did Miami. And the last one was a girl. And it was just like me just regularly just fucking regular guys, because I know that's what fans wanted.
Mm.
That's where I really started it from.
And so you're saying that the experiences were pretty good on average, or like, is it kind of weird filming it? Because I'm assuming some of the guys don't last that long or whatever.
No, this is the negative that comes with it. They flaked so many times on me. Like,
really?
Yeah. That's the negative about it. They're just like, they're getting that rush. And then when it comes down to that day, they either don't want to get tested or they're just too nervous, because the thought of them fucking me is like, no way. Or when they do get the chance, it's like they can't stay hard, or they come too fast.
And it's on camera?
Yeah.
So I could imagine, yeah.
I have the footage on my phone.
The fact that these dudes have never fucked a famous porn star, and it's on camera, and it's just like performance time. Like, most dudes have never been in that kind of position where you just have to perform in front of people. And like, I could imagine that a lot of dudes, even if that's their biggest dream ever to fuck you, that they still would have a hard time. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm very nice about it, but like, I'll let them film him. The content is shitty. It's so bad. It's like, I can't even sell this. And I ended up taking everything off from my my OnlyFans, because it was like nobody wanted to see it. Either their dicks were too small or they couldn't stay hard.
Wow. Yeah. So like, the idea of it is really alluring to people, but then the reality of it is just,
it's really hard,
kind of difficult.
Yeah, because then I did it again. I was like, let me do a whole application process. And then I did it for my friend's YouTube channel. I was like, fuck it, let's find a virgin. I was like, let's do something different, let's find a virgin. That one was fun because the dude was like a fan kind of, and he was a virgin. This dude didn't never, like, the only contact he's had with the girl is like a conversation. He's never even hugged a girl.
Wow.
Yeah.
And he was
YouTube.
Able to perform
you know, I only gave him a blowjob, and I was like, let's do missionary and doggy, let's figure out what you like more. And then he was like, he only liked the blowjob more. And I was actually teaching him how to fuck too. It was like, this is how you do it, like, yeah, like, look at my titties, grab my tits. Like, I actually ended up fucking that virgin that I did the YouTube video with, but he didn't want to. He's like, I don't want to do OnlyFans. I was like, I respect that.
Uh-huh.
And it was nice because, like, now this dude is, like, getting girls and he has a nice body. It's, like, crazy.
Really? He got in shape after that?
Swear. Like, this, shout out to Kevin. But
shout out Kevin.
His confidence is, like, way better because I took his virginity.
Wow.
So that motivated me to do the Exoticas. And then I tried to do it for Jersey last year, but I had my period. I was like, I'm not fucking nobody on my period.
That's kind of personal.
Yeah. So I'm trying to do it again this year for Chicago, but we'll see how that goes, just because it's either flaking or they just suck with camera.
So you never found a dude in this pursuit who just had like a fucking 10-inch dick and he was just ready to fuck like an animal? Because they got to be out there.
No, unless they want to do the porn and like, this is their audition. But most of the time they're too scared. They just want to fuck me.
Wow. That's crazy. These poor bastards. But when I think about it too, like, many times when I'm filming a plug talk scene where it's another guy fucking. I mean, these are professionals and they still are like nervous, kind of on edge. They're popping Viagra. They're like just clearly kind of having a hard time getting into the moment right then and there. So imagine then a normal dude, it's going to be 10 times worse.
Yeah. The one, I think for the one I did in Chicago, because I was like trying to figure out this guy a little bit. He was like sweating. You could see in the video, like, he struggled to stay hard. He had a big dick, but he struggled to, you know, actually perform. And off camera, it took him like 10, 15 minutes to even come. And when he came, like, I was waiting for like a pop shot on my tits and nothing.
It was just a little dribble.
Like, little drips. And like, he was like, can we do it again? I'm like, I'm sorry.
Do it again. Your second nut is going to be worse.
Yeah. I was like, I'm sorry. Like, good luck to you, but I can't. It's like, you're wasting my time now.
I wonder what is wrong inside his body that he's not creating enough cum.
He was just nervous.
Or maybe he's like got a fucked up diet or something. I feel like
that too.
I'm on a supplement now that's supposed to make me cum more. Have more volume.
Eating banana. Some guy told me that helps you like grow a bigger nut.
Yeah, but no, I'm taking like 9 pills a day that are supposed to be, there's some stuff in it that's supposed to make you cum more.
Yeah, these are things that I feel like a lot of guys should know.
I don't know if everybody needs to be taking that. I can't even confirm that it works because it's so hard to judge your load.
That's true. It's also genetics, I feel like, right?
The size of your cum, your load, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know about a penis.
That is a good question, though. I wonder if it's like, is your testosterone level directly correlated to the volume of your nuts?
Well, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
I should start nutting onto a scale.
Yeah, you should ask Lena, see what's the difference between Monday and Friday.
But then I should also, I have to imagine that I'm about to fucking come on her belly and I'm just like, no, I have to come on the scale. But like, it'd be so weird because you'd have to, if you really wanted to like do the best job possible on measuring this, you'd have to nut on the exact schedule at the same time every day.
Yeah, and that's too much. It's like trying to have a baby.
Yeah, because once you start having a baby, you start like the girl's telling you all about her cycle and you have to like circle dates on the calendar.
It's too much. I have a tracker.
Really?
For periods.
So you're not on the pill?
No.
Really? You're playing with fire. I hear you Mexican girls get pregnant by just looking at you.
You know what?
That's what they say.
That's true.
That's an old joke.
But no, my grandma comes from a family of 10 siblings. My mom has 4. My aunt has 4. It's true.
Right.
I see a lot of Mexicans. I'm like, damn, we got a lot of fucking family.
I wonder if that's got truth to it. Like, is the average Hispanic girl just like more fertile? I don't know. I feel like it's got to just be a stereotype.
It's just a
right?
stereotype.
Like, or they're just down to have kids. It's not that they're more fertile.
You know, I have no idea. I know my mom had me at a young age. And the thing is, because religious reasons, they're that against abortions.
Sense. That makes a lot of sense, too. Yeah. Catholic, yeah. It's probably like super looked down upon to have abortions, you know?
Mm-hmm, Catholic.
But
I don't have no religion, though.
Have you had abortions?
No, thank God.
Really?
No.
God is walking with you.
Yeah. I'm really, really safe. Mm. I've been on not plan B. I've been on birth control from 18 to last year, like December, November.
And why'd you get off it?
Because I got surgery. Oh. So I had to get off birth control. And then when I got off of it, I was like, wow, I actually feel really good.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure birth control is terrible
for you. I felt bloated all the time. Like
manipulating your hormones like that, yeah, it can't be good for you.
No, I think that's why I've always had acne because of the birth control.
Really?
Yeah. My hormones are unbalanced because I've been on it since I was 18.
Interesting. So, okay, the surgery. When you decided to get a BBL, what was it that made you want to go for it? Since I feel like a lot of times girls get BBLs early in their career, but you're already so popular. A lot of girls don't want to play with it when they're already popular for their body type. What made you decide?
Excuse me for bothering you, but my agent was like, you're going to fuck up your career, Violet.
Really?
Yeah. He was like, you're going to fuck it up because you're all natural. Stay all natural. And I was like, but I was like, I was working out for a whole year trying to grow an ass and get rid of my love handles. That was too hard. I was like, fuck it, I'm going to do it. And then literally I got it done on my birthday and then COVID happened. And I was like, oh, God. Like, so literally when COVID happened, people thought I lost weight and then I got an ass. I was like, no, I got a BBL. Like, I'm very open and transparent. But it's all fat. That's my ass now. It's still real.
Yeah. Right? Well,
I have no scars, so people really think I have no BBL.
I mean, a lot of guys are not capable of detecting a BBL just by looking at it.
I feel like you could tell with a certain girl.
Yeah, definitely. I can tell probably like almost all the time, I would say. But I feel like the average guy can't, whereas with like fake tits, it's like an actual ball of silicone inside the tit. It's like way easier to tell. But the BBL is just fat. So it's like a lot of times, even me feeling like I really have a good eye for it, I'll look at a girl and be like, she could have a BBL, or she could just have like a really nice butt. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I can't tell too with certain girls. I'm like, did you get a BBL? Or like, cause some girls are blessed like that, especially like the, like Mexicans, we're known for big tits, no ass. Mm. Puerto Ricans, Colombians, big booties, and they'll get fake titties.
Right.
But it's like either you got a fat ass or don't. Like Selena, she has a big ass, but she has no tits.
Selena Powell?
No, Selena, the singer.
Oh.
Yeah. I should have been more specific.
But I remember seeing like the Selena documentary when I was in like a seventh grade Spanish class. But I wasn't really scoping her body like that.
No, she was like,
she had a great body.
Beautiful, like natural body. Like she had a nice butt and everything, but no tits.
The girls in my seventh grade Spanish class were so into her, and I remember them like going up and performing her song and doing like a little dance and everything. And
my mom would always put on the Selena movie.
Really?
As a kid, yeah. She made sure I knew who she was.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's a lesson to be learned there. Be careful around, you know, dangerous psychotic managers, I guess.
I believe the conspiracy theories, I think.
What's the conspiracy?
I don't know if I should say it, but I think the dad did it.
Oh, really? I'm not even like super familiar with it. I just thought it was the...
I think that family's evil.
Really?
Because the husband, like, you know...
I haven't even seen this. I guess I saw it back in the day, but...
Yeah, it's a sad story. Like, I get, like, emotional things. Like, her death was really sad.
Right.
Yeah, by a fan that was, like, you know...
You know, I interviewed this dude, Mike Dean, who's this, like, super legendary hip-hop producer for Kanye and all these other people. But a weird little known fact is that he was Selena's DJ early in his career.
Wow, that's so cool.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah, that's pretty legendary.
I don't even know if she was like a big deal yet at that point. It might have been something where he was just doing like a regular DJ slot and he didn't even know that she was like going to be this legendary person. I'm not sure.
Who knows? That's something he probably knows.
That's wild though, to be old Small enough world. To have that kind of chapter early on in your life and have a whole other career afterwards. That's kind of nuts. Yeah.
Character development.
But okay, so how's your experience been with the BBL in total? Are you happy you did it? I feel like I might have seen you bitching about it on Twitter one time, or no?
No, I don't think I've ever talked about it. If anything, the only negative is just like I can go out and wear a wig, be in cosplay, and I'll still get recognized and I'll be like, "How do you know me?" They're like, "Your booty." And I'm like, that's the only negative. But I think it really brought my porn star level to higher rankings because of the big ass, because now it's like she has natural tits and she has a big ass, and like it brought like the anime girl to real life, how I would say it.
Yeah, there's definitely something about it. And that's why I'm surprised to hear that your agent was telling you not to do it, because I feel like pretty much when I see a girl get it done, it always seems to work out for them, or they get more popular, or they get more followers or whatever. Maybe there's some examples where it goes bad for sure, but like
depending on your doctor, right?
Yeah, on average I feel like it's usually a pretty good bet.
Yeah, no, it was, because I ended up having a smaller waist and a bigger butt, and more people wanted to work with me because of it. And then he was like, "Wow, your body's so nice." I was like, "I told you."
I remember when we went to shoot Plug Talk that I hadn't seen you naked post BBL, and then we go to shoot, and I was just kind of like, "Oh fuck,
yeah,
that thing has changed a lot," and being a little overwhelmed.
Yeah, that's even for me too. It's like that's my body. I have a big ass.
It's the whole thing.
Yeah. So now my butt has its own thing. Now my tits have its own thing. It's like it's either you're a fan of either or.
Mm. How was the Plug Talk experience?
I loved it.
You feel awkward around me right now?
No.
You've been thinking about it the whole time?
No. I've been thinking about your penis right now.
I thought about it like 40 minutes in. I was like, "Oh, right. We hooked up on camera."
That's like, yeah, I fucked a lot of people and I'm still friends with them, you know? That's how, you know, industry.
In the industry, yeah, it doesn't really feel like that much.
I've seen you naked. You have a nice
But day. Meanwhile, though, if we like, if there had been a thing, like obviously I've been in a long-term relationship, but if there had been a thing where we just randomly met in a nightclub one night and ended up sleeping together, that would feel like such a elephant in the room in comparison to having done porn together. It feels like kind of just so regular to us. Yeah.
Yeah. We just kind of have a normal conversation.
Yeah.
That's the thing too with normal people. It's like you fuck them and they'll just be like acting like, I'm like, "Hi." And they'll be like, "Oh, hey." I'll be like, Why are you acting like that?
And it's another weird one when like people outside the industry think it's like the biggest deal in the world for somebody to have had sex with somebody else. And then in the porn world, you're just like so used to it. Like if you go to the average porn party, nearly everyone has slept together and nobody's thinking about it.
Yeah, because it's like our job. It's our work environment. It's not like, you know, there's people who do hook up outside of it. You know, that can be kind of drama-ish on its own. But
right.
for the most part, it's like work.
Yeah.
But yeah, I loved my experience. Like, I wanted to like shoot with Lena first. Obviously, I was like, because I have never met you guys. Like, I shot with like we did the jumper before, right. but I mean, like, I've shot, you know. So I was like, I want to shoot with Lena, do a girl, get the because I like to get the hype up with the girl, and then
you're
like,
very vibe oriented, huh?
Very.
You don't like to shoot with a guy that you just haven't even met or that you're like unsure what they're gonna be like.
No, even now, like I have to meet you on set before we fuck. On OnlyFans. I'm still traditional with that way. But I wanted to shoot with her because I wanted, like, the fans to finally have us shoot together. Because people, like, say we look similar a little bit because we both have Middle Eastern features.
Yeah. As soon as I saw you guys together, I just had to start, like, filming you together and stuff. And I remember, like, the clip of you guys dancing around together was, like, huge on fucking Instagram and stuff. I didn't have the balls to post it on TikTok because I knew that they would just zap it. But on Instagram, everybody was losing their mind over it.
Yeah, people like I want to, and we have our fans. We have similar fans, so I was like, "Let's shoot, girl," and then the fans are gonna want me to like shoot with you and Adam, and then it worked out. And then my fans are like, "I know you from Plug Talk," or they'll be like, "Yeah, you fucked Adam." Like, like a lot of people tell me that actually.
I've definitely had people come up to me and be like, "You fucked Violet, you fucking dickhead."
No way.
Yes.
I know House Phone reacted. I was like, oh my God.
Oh, yeah, he punched the mic. Yeah.
I know he's being like, he was trying to be funny, but I thought that was funny.
But I definitely feel like I probably have a lot of friends who had that kind of experience where they were like, oh, I'm almost sort of angry about this.
Some fans were mad. They're like, why'd you fuck him? And I'm like, you guys, like, I want to do the Plug Talk. Like, I can't just like get there and just fuck myself.
Yeah. I want to do it again. We got to switch it up, though. I don't know how, but.
I don't know how, but I'm up for it. Yeah.
That'd be dope.
Lena knows she can have me whenever.
Okay, so there was like this awkward kind of thing that happened when I saw you at the AVN thing where I walked right up to you and I was just like, oh my God, you look so good. And you were just like, yeah, I got a nose job. I was like, I kind of felt like a dick because even though I was like telling you that you look good, it was kind of almost like acknowledging like, oh, you look better to me because you had surgery, which is almost kind of like an awkward thing to say to somebody.
Guess.
Did you take it like that at all? I think Lena like was the one who felt awkward about it.
Oh no, I don't like. I'm weird. I don't take offense too easily. Okay. No, I if anything, I told you I was like, probably you wanted to tell me I look a little different. Let me just be blunt. I'm very blunt.
Right.
So I get it. I'm like, I didn't really get offended or anything.
So what made you want to do the nose job?
I couldn't breathe from my right nostril.
Really?
I couldn't.
Unless you had an actual real reason for doing it.
A fucking deviated septum.
Oh.
And I was like, fuck, I gotta go because at one point I would sleep and I would snore so loud. And also when I would breathe from my nose, I was like, I can't fucking breathe. I can't smell. Like, it's getting bad. Like, to the point where it was becoming too much. And I had already planned to do a nose job anyways in the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I went to see my doctor, he's like, you have a deviated septum. I was like, oh my God, that explains why I can't really smell or breathe that well from my right nostril.
Right.
It was affecting my workouts and my breathing. So I was like, fuck it, let's go. Let's look for a doctor. And then I just wanted, my nose was crooked. So I had so many things that I didn't know was wrong with my nose. And then
it's crazy how a nose job can just actually change the way that I perceive somebody's face so much.
But it's like right in the middle. That's why I was I was really afraid because I know I was like telling my fans, I'm going to get my nose done. They're like, why are you doing that? We love your nose. And obviously I love big noses. I love my nose. Like, I never hated it or looked in the mirror and been like, I hate it. Like, no. I was never like that. This was a personal choice. No one like convinced me to do it otherwise.
Kind of like a funky nose, like a Jewish girl with like a little bump in it or something.
Yeah, no,
like, that
I
doesn't
look
bother
back,
me.
Like, my nose wasn't even that big. It wasn't I liked it. It was a cute little big nose.
Persian girls always have kind of like a little funky nose thing going on. I'm into that. Yeah.
And
I don't know, something about it. It's just like, or I think I see the bump in the nose and I'm like, oh yeah, you'd like me.
Yeah.
You're kind of fucked up too.
Because of a big
I don't know. It just tells me that, like, the...
It has character, then.
Yeah, a little character.
Yeah, my nose had character, and I still don't regret it.
Mm-hmm.
But I, like, made it straight. He, like, fixed the nostrils so they're even now. And he, like, shaved a little bit of the bump. Like, my nose is still big, but, like, he fixed the bump, too. So I was like, fuck it. I'll get the bump removed while I'm getting my nose fixed.
Mm. Definitely. So, okay, in terms of doing the more extreme crazy porn stuff, are you still in that bag? Like, are you still trying to do gangbangs and, like, double penetration crazy stuff?
Yeah, I'm actually getting ready, actually, for doing a DP in the end of March and then my first gangbang DP in April.
Wow.
Yeah, with Vixen, you know. So I'm going to, I was like, when I was deciding who to sell my asshole to, which is funny, I was like, I want to give it to Vixen because they're tushy scenes and the way they shoot is like scripted. It'll take my my vision to another level versus shooting it with other studios. And they were the ones that actually offered me the most money.
Right.
So I was like, I get to shoot how I want and they're offering me a lot of money. Like, it's a double win for me. So now we're getting to the end of the contract now. And I was like, well, we're going to go all out. Like, we were just going to go straight to DP gangbang. I was like, oh, no, I got to do my DP first because then my first DP is useless.
Right.
So that's why I'm doing
it. That's a good point.
So I'm asking all my DP friends. Like, I'm asking Jane Wilde, Angela White, like, all my friends who are, like, pros in DPs.
Mm.
And they're like, it's easier than anal. I'm like, oh, then I'll love it.
I don't understand that. How is it easier than anal?
Because you're getting double penetrated. So you're getting fucked in your vagina and your asshole.
Yeah, I know. But how is that easier?
I don't know.
The only difference is there's an extra dick in the vagina.
They're saying it's easier, and they've shot so many, so I'm taking their advice. So I'm just stretching.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
I like that you're still going for it, because you could probably pretty easily just coast and be like, nah, I'm not going to do all that crazy stuff. Yeah. But I respect a porn star who wants to actually do all the hardcore porn star shit while they're in their prime, you know?
Yeah, and also, like, I watch a lot of hentai, and I, like, love that. The DP gangbangs, and I'm like, I'm sure my fans want to see that, so.
So you can actually fully masturbate to hentai?
Yes.
Interesting.
Because, you know, like, it's either that or amateur, and, like, I'll go on Pornhub, and I'll be like, that's my friend, like, let me just go watch some fucking anime girls, and their moans are, like, top tier.
Maybe I need to check out more. You got any hentai that you recommend?
I like some weird stuff. That's the thing. I like...
Okay, not too weird.
I like the gangbangs and tentacles or, like, monster porn.
I love knowing that there's actually people out here, like, spending their lives making, you know, monster gangbang porn and whatnot.
Like Faku. It's like, I like to read that.
Poetic Faku?
It's called Faku. It's like hentai, but, like, manga. And he makes the most fucked up shit.
Really?
Yeah, but I like it. It has storyline to it.
I got to tap in. Because I was thinking about that with the whole, like, deepfake, like, AI porn star that controversy and stuff.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, I don't know. There's something about the fact that I know that this isn't real that makes me not attracted to it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I know a lot of people jerk off to hentai. So I know that there's a lot of people who would easily be able to jerk off to this. I don't know if I'm just too old school. But then it also does open up the weird ethical issues of, like, do you even feel okay about the fact that this exists in the first place? You know, like, you're in a different category because you've already chosen to do this. But I don't know. Like, even if I was super attracted to some streamer girl, would I want to go fucking jerk off to a fake version of her? I don't know.
No,
it feels kind of weird.
That's like, I'm with you on that. It's weird. Like, you should respect that person's not doing that. And then if they were to do that, you'd shame her. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why I like the hentai, because that's real. I mean, someone's actually moaning and getting into it.
You should voice a hentai.
That's one of my goals this
really?
Year.
Really? We just got to get you in front of them. I'm sure they would be happy to make it happen, right?
Oh, I'm already, once my contract's over, there's this company called
Vixen
Hentai.
Has hentai clauses?
No, but there's a company that's from another country and they brought it to LA and they're called Hentide.
Uh-huh.
And they get, like, you some tentacles, like all this, like, slime stuff.
Oh, like, so you make, like, a real scene using it?
Yeah, I'm going to shoot with them.
Wow, that's a...
Because I've always wanted to be, like, I already call myself a in real life hentai girl, so I want to bring it to life with that.
I love it. This is brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot to be excited for.
Yes.
I appreciate you coming and checking in with us after all these years.
Yeah, you can always have me.
I would be happy to.
Yeah,
maybe we can spice it up next time. You ever seen Sharp?
Oh, on this channel. I feel like I'm too sensitive.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm a Pisces, so.
That might be stressful for our friendship, yeah.
Yeah, unless he's nice.
Or you might fall in love.
Maybe, actually.
I could see it.
I could bring a different side to him, you know?
He would say that you could not, but maybe you actually could once it came down to it, yeah.
I'll make him nice.
For sure. So everybody, search up Violet Myers on social media, check her out on any site, or just hit the OnlyFans. I'm sure that's what she would prefer that you do.
Or follow my YouTube channel or watch one of my streams on Twitch.
Definitely. Tap in to your favorite hentai-obsessed anime porn star.
Yes.
Let's go. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, TikTok, OnlyFans, etc. Like, comment, subscribe. NoJumper.com if you want to support. Bow.